Tet Adorishon, Thursday the 14th of February, Rabbi Doniel Rowe, Tetzave and Simchas Purim.
There you go, you just heard that Adorishon is the Ikka Tzav. So let's talk a little bit. Generally speaking, it's actually interesting that Tetzave will always come as a Seder before, either before Purim or in a year like this, before Purim Katan. Which, if not for the Smichas Geula LeGeula, we have to. This would be. So we need to understand what is the link. What are the connections between the Seder that we have as Minhag Yisrael? Really, there was two Minhagim: one to read the Torah in 1 year, one in 3 years. But the 1 year one is chosen ultimately, partially because it tracks the Yisodas, the concepts of the year. And so, what is happening? Now we know that the natural link between Parashiyos is talking about the Mishkan. Will connect to Purim because, generally speaking, anything to do with Purim and the Beis Hamikdash is linked. How do we know this? Because it's actually halacha. It's brought in. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's brought in the Rambam. That you first have to be Moicha Amalek, then you build a Beis Hamikdash. In other words, a part of being able to build a Mishkan or being able to build a Beis Hamikdash is to first destroy a Zarah Shel Amalek. And there's many other. Aspect, obviously, Ahasuerus begins the whole story with celebrating the Churban, and by the end, as Chazal said, it's Esther's child who will let us go back and build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Purim story is also a story of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps most powerfully of all is the Gemara in Tanis. And the Gemara in Tanis tells us, Kashem, Shemisha Nichnas of Martin Besimcha. That there's a link between there's an inverse process. Just like Av, we start reducing Simcha because we're thinking about Churban. So in Purim, we are Marvin B'Simcha in Adar already now because we are undoing the process of Av. We're back to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We're beginning that process. Now, I think I pointed out once or twice here before that there's an interesting, when you say Kishem Shemishenichnas of Matin Basimcha. It's true that the cause is the Churban, and the effect is that we lose Simcha, we reduce our Simcha. But it's also the other way around. Because the Pasuk tells us that the whole, all Churban will come, Tachas Shalayavad Hashem Lakacha Basimcha Batuv Levav Meroiv Kol. Because you failed to have Simcha when things are good, therefore Churban comes. And then you have even less simcha. In other words, the lack of simcha actually causes the churban. And so it makes sense that we already start being the ma'at b'simcha before we reach the churban, when we're talking about Av. Or we see with the very first Tisha B'Av itself. What's the very first Tisha B'Av? Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinam. The Meraglim come back with their crying. And that Rashi brings, the Chazal say, you cried for nothing, ani evke lechem b'chir l'doros, that I'm going to fix real tears. In other words, something about violating simcha actually causes churban in the first place. And that may well be why, mishenichnas avredi, we begin the lack of simcha even before, or at least the part of the reason. But that implies that in Adar, the beginning of simcha actually helps build helps the whole undoing of Churban, helps actually the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan. And that's what I want to focus a little bit on. Are we together so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I get told to speak a little too quickly, or too, you know, the morning. But, okay. So let's now just focus for a moment on Parshas Tetzave itself. Tetzave, if you ask anybody what's going on in Tetzave, in Truma, you have the Klei Beis HaMikdash. And in Tetzave, you have the Oivdim Bo. You have the Rambam actually defines the Rambam's Halachos. He has Hilchas Klea Mikdash Oivdim Bo. Right? So Klea Mikdash, building the vessels for the Mishkan, and the same ones that will be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Parshas Truma. And Tetzave is the Oivdim Bo, is the Koyanim. Obviously, the problem with that is, the way our Sedras have been divided, is actually, you have at least two Kalim still in Parshas Tetzave. You have the Menorah at the beginning, and you have, or at least Aaron lighting it, and you have the Mizbeach, Hazar of the Mizbeach HaKetores still to come. So you'd expect that should have been in Parshas Truma. What's it doing in Parshas Tetzave? But there's a deeper problem. And the deeper problem, Bechalal, with Aaron being chosen, L'chahen li, in Parashat Tetzava, because it seems, at least B'Pashtus, that Kohenim were not chosen for the Avodah at this particular point in time. Assuming these parashas are Kohenim, the Egel, the Rambam is very clear in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. He says like this, very clear, not, and it's Pashtus in the Psukim Zara, Kohenim huvdu l'michlal ha-Levim. Kohenim were only ever chosen when Levim were chosen. But when were Levim chosen? So Perek earlier, in Perek Gimel, he says, Zera Levi kula muvda l'Avodas HaMikdash. The whole Zera Levi, we know Zera Levi, Levi was special already in Mitzrayim. There was something about Levi. They were not in a shibud. But they were moved to Avodas HaMikdash. They were only chosen for Avodas HaMikdash. Shenema, bo'esa hi hivdil Hashem ha-shevet ha-Levi. Rambam quotes the Pasuk. Pasuk in Devarim, Pasuk in Akev. And it talks there, the Pasuk says, bo'esa hi hivdil Hashem ha-shevet ha-Levi la-seis arid bris Hashem, lamad v'nei Hashem, sh'asu l'vorech b'shmoy ad yom hazeh. And the context is very clear. That's only after the Egel and after the second Luchos. So it's clear that Shevet Levi is not chosen for the Avodas HaMishkan or Mikdash until after Chet HaEgel. If that's so, unless we learn, which is possible to learn that these parashas are after, but the parashas there before, then we've got a problem in why is Aharon Bichlal being chosen L'Chaim? And you'd have to say like this, that even at the time when the Bechorim were meant to do, it was meant to be the firstborns who do the Avodas HaMishkan, Avodas HaKarbonos, nevertheless, Aaron Avonov still had a role. And that role in Parshas Tetzava is not a role of Aaron as a Kohen, as an Ovid of doing the actual Avodah of the Karbonos and the Avodas HaKelim, but rather there's another role that Aaron has that is defined in Parshas Tetzava. What is that role? That role is Hashra'as HaShechinah. The role of Aaron is as Hashra'as HaShechinah. Let's explain what this is. Explain what's happening over here. We say, the Rambam actually brings this in fact, I'll tell you even more, that there's a Medrash even says it like this. Let's start with the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Psik de Rukana says that all the days of the Shivi Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Masharis, Moshe Rabbeinu was serving, the Shechina never comes in. It's when Aaron it's Aaron who brings the Hashra'as HaShechinah into the Mishkan. The Medrash also tells us that Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have Kohanim, again, he's going to take point Shevet Levi because they're going to have the Kun, he says, oh, it's my Shevet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, we're making Kohanim out of Levi because it's Aaron HaKohen Shevet. There's something about Aaron. The Rambam used the Loshon in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's Aaron himself. Aaron is the person who is Kohanim the Kasa Kohuna, who takes this thing called Kohuna Ledoira. So it seems there are two aspects to Kohuna, two elements of what Kohuna is. One is to work in the Beis HaMikdash. That would have been the Bechorim. It later becomes the Kohanim. And two is, even without that, there's an aspect of bringing the Shekhinah into the world that is Aharon's job. You see, of course, that would explain why the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaZav Dafgar in this Sedra. The Menorah is brought as Eidos of the Hashra'a Shekhinah. It's there to show us the Shekhinah's there. Because the Ner Maravi, the Western lamp, this Doilek, stays alight all the time, is evidence that the Shekhinah's there. As the Gemara says, Shimon HaTzadik, so long as he was alive, it was always Doilek, always lit, because the Shekhinah was always present. Afterwards, it depended on the level of the Kohen. In other words, it's the Bnei Aharon who determine how much Shekhinah is present, and that is seen when they madlik the Menorah. Do you know, there's an amazing halacha in the Rambam that Menorah could be lit by a non-Kohen. You know this, right? The Rambam says it. So, what does he mean? You have to bring it outside to light it. It's a complicated sugya. But the point is that in Sinichos B'yas Mikdash, he says that, but the point is that, in other words, it's not the Kohen as an Ovid. It's the Kohen, it's, why, so why do we only make it Aaron, only make it Kohen? Because That's their job. Aaron's capacity is the ability to bring Ashrei Shechinah in, and that's what the menorah is there for in the Mishkan. Mizbeach Hazav, same thing. The Tanchuma says that it brings a moshel of a king and his wife betrayed him, and he throws her. She didn't behave correctly. He removes her, and then later on he invites her back into the palace. And we don't know, has he really forgiven her or not? And suddenly they can smell the reich of the besomim, and they realize that they're together again. Kach says the Medrash Yisrael after Egel Azov, so Hashem says you can have a mishkan. You know hello belecht chay monu. Okay, fine. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu will travel with us. But how do we know that he really loves us again? It's when the Ketores comes out that we understand that the Shechinah is there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. In other words, Menorah and Mizbech HaKetores are the Kalim that show us. Menorah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us that he's shining his light, his Shechinah, and Ketores is us showing our Rotzon, but it's there between those two Kalim that Ashra Shechinah, that actual presence of the Shechinah enters, and that's what Aaron is doing. What is the mechanism? What is it about Aaron himself? What is it about Aaron himself that brings all of this into being? And we know the answer, because we know the very psukim when we know that Aaron will get this role. In Parashat Shemois, Moshe Rabbeinu has been told at the snare, he's told at the bush that he's got to go. And backwards and forwards, he's arguing. And finally, the bit where he says, shlach no biyad tishlach, send with the one you'd normally send, Rashi says, means send with Aaron. And then Hashem turns around and says, v'yichav sh'af Hashem b'moshe, v'yoyim aloi Aaron achicha alevi. It's Aaron, your brother, the Levi. Yodati ki dabe yadabahu. I know he'll speak. V'gamine yoytid across chavarov v'samach b'liboy. He's coming to meet you, he'll see you, and he'll rejoice in his heart. Rashi says, why'd say Aaron Achicha HaLevi? Because it should have been that Aaron Achicha would have been a Levi and you might have been the Kohen. But because you argue, so now I'm going to switch everything around and you won't be the, you'll now be the Levi. Why will he be the Kohen? V'ra'a v'samach b'liboy. Because he'll see you, Oyla Negadullah, he'll see you achieve greatness and he'll rejoice. He'll have simcha. There's no Ashras HaShechinah without simcha. Aaron's midah is the capacity to have simcha even when somebody else is Oyla Negadullah, somebody else is getting greatness. That simcha, that joy, brings the Ashras HaShechinah into the world. And at that moment, Aaron was chosen to be a Kohen, the aspect, not yet the aspect of Avodas HaMikdash, that's later on, that's after Egel Azav, but the aspect of bringing the Shechinah, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that is what takes place when V'ra'a v'samach b'liboy. In other words, there's a type of simcha that actually brings the Shechinah into the world. And when that simcha is gone, the Shechinah leaves and the Mikdash is destroyed. And when that simcha is present, the Shekhinah comes in and the Mikdash is rebuilt. And this is K'shem Shemishenichnas Avim Matin B'Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adam Marim B'Simcha, that the Tachas Shalavad Hashem Lechakacha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav Merov Kol, lack of simcha brings Chorban. Of course, the opposite of Rav Samach B'Liboy, Aaron gets simcha out of his brother's success, is Sinas Chinam, is jealousy, hatred, all the things that bring. Okay, so this is our first major clue that there's a link, deep link, between Tzava, generally the link between Mishkan and Purim, but even deeper we see the Simcha of Mishanichnas of Marbim the Simcha is the very, Mishanichnas Adam Marbim the Simcha is exactly the very Midah that was needed to make the Mishkan happen, to make the Ashras HaShechinah happen. But we also know, to really understand the depth behind this simcha, we know that the whole Purim story begins with an imposter who is playing Aaron HaKohen, and his name is Achashverosh. The big day kahuna, al-chavod ul-sifaras, and Achashverosh is being Mara Oishakov, the Kovod of his Malchus, and the Oishakov Malchusai, Yakar Tiferes Kudulasa, and also the Tiferes. He's also showing off his Kovod and his Tiferes, and Chazal say, more than that, he was wearing Big Day Kahuna. He was pretending to be Aaron. Aaron is Oyhev Shalom Veroidev Shalom. Aaron brings Shalom in the world. And Achashresh makes a Seuda, also to bring Shalom. Lasas Kirtzoin Ish V'Ish. Please everybody. Ish V'Ish, say Chazal. There's only two people called Ish in the Megillah. Haman and Mordechai. And therefore he's bringing Seuda where everybody can feel a part of it. Ashliach Adas Ein Oines, everybody gets... Aaron is about Simcha Barava Samach Beliboy, and Achashverosh Ketoyv Leiv HaMelech B'Yayin. He's also looking very happy. Everything about Achashverosh is an attempt to be Aharon. Except that the person who wants to bring Shalom and a lack of jealousy not only brings about more kina in the guise of Haman. Kol Zeh Einenu Shaveh Ali. I can't live if, you know, one Jew doesn't bow down to me. But Achashverosh himself. The Gemara Megillah asks the question, what was Chira Mara Esther? What does Esther Malkos see to invite Haman to Seuda? And the Gemara gives 10 different answers. But one of them is, she understood, he'll have kina, he'll be jealous. And once he's jealous, maybe we can knock out Haman. In other words, the person who's pretending to be this imposter of Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, all this, is actually a person who is Mole kina, easily ignited into jealousy. The entire empire is full of kin of jealousy. And we see this remodeling all the way through the story, but this is what is, in other words, there's one type of simcha, or one type of way of being that is the real thing, and one that is a fake. And of course, in the Purim story, everything about Achashverosh is a fake. Everything. Everything is like an imposter syndrome, or not imposter syndrome, genuine imposter. You see from the beginning, the whole of Shushan plays the role of being an imposter for Yerushalayim. There's only two places in Tanakh called Bira. Yerushalayim, the Mokem HaMikdash, and Shushan HaBira. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Shar, a gate called the Shar Shushan, where they would have a picture of Shushan HaBira. And Shushan Yisrael itself are called Kishoshan HaBein HaChochim. We are... And Shushan is the attempt to be the other, the alternative, this other alternative reality. And indeed, everything about Achashverosh is an imposter from beginning to end. Everything is false. It's an amazing thing that every emotional state of Achashverosh, I think I said it last year or 2 years ago, every state is prefixed ka, until the key moment when Esther finally confronts him and changes everything. Everything. Ketoyv Leiv HaMelech B'Yayin. It's like he's comfortable on his throne. Now, you can, just on the pshat level, of course, it means when. When he was comfortable, when this. But it changes halfway through the Megillah. And if you listen to Chazal each time, although they don't directly link it, it's very clear. When it says, he's like he's sitting. They said, well, he wasn't really sitting on his throne. He wasn't really comfortable. He wasn't secure in his malchus. But he wasn't really happy. It's like he's calmed down. Zocharis Vashti and Chazal say he'd never forgotten her. He'd been traumatized. He never was calm. He never was happy. He never was anything. It's all a play. And I think the yesod of all this is very simple. You can make a world, Masas Kitsoinish for Ish, to please everybody, as long as you believe everything is meaningless. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. So you have your beliefs, you have your beliefs. It all goes. It's all fine. Because nothing is important and nothing matters at all. And we're all very happy. But if nothing matters and nothing is important, then how do you get any meaning or any significance at all? And the answer is you get everybody else in the world to tell you how wonderful and meaningful you are. You've got to show everybody how great you are. Whereas if you understand that everything is meaningful, you don't need to show anybody anything. Bigdei kahuna are lechavod or lesifaris. They genuinely express the covet of the Shechina being shoira amongst Klal Yisrael. Achashveiros has to be laharos. He has to show everybody that covet in Tiberius. He doesn't have it. He needs you to tell him how great he is. If one person tells him he's not great, if one Vashti says you're like a stable boy, that's it, he can't function anymore. If one person doesn't bow down to Haman, he can't live. Nothing, I gotta. It's a world full of kinah. Superficially, it's a world where everybody can get on. If you believe the world is meaningless, superficially get on. But deep inside, everybody has to be makana everybody else. There's never real happiness. There's never a toiv leiv. There's never a simcha. It's all kinah. It's all. Let's put it slightly differently. If I think the world is about nothing at all, if I believe it's all chinam, it's all nothing, then that will be goyim sina. That will be goyim bechia. Sina becomes sinas chinam. Bechia becomes the bechia shel chinam. You'll hate for nothing. You'll cry over nothing. If you want to get just a drop deeper, you hate because you believe it's all for nothing. And that's why you hate for the smallest thing. Do you understand? If I believe it's all for nothing, then how do I get meaning? I need all of you to really love me, but if what happens if somebody else is popular, then I hate them. Right? What happens if something goes wrong? Then I cry. If I think the whole thing is meaningless, then it falls apart at the easiest blow. Then you're my rival, then I'm jealous of you, then I hate you. But if I understand that everything is meaningful, and everybody is meaningful, and everything is part of a greater purpose, then I can never hate anybody. I can never be jealous of anybody. What does Aaron HaKohen see? Moshe, you've got leadership. We need somebody in leadership. What about you? I've got my tafkid. So I get simcha. Not just because I'm happy with who I am, but because I need you to have your tafkid. In the body of a human being, can the liver be jealous of the kidney? Can the kidney be jealous of the heart? I need you, heart, to pump beautifully. Because you've got a purpose and I've got a purpose. And I can't function without you. And you can't function without them. And suddenly every time you do well, I get simcha. I get simcha. Do you know how much simcha Aaron gets by knowing that Moshe is the perfect person for that tafkid? He's going to take that tafkid. That makes me more fulfilled too. Is I understand that you have a tafkid, I have a tafkid. We're all part of something greater than all of us. And each one of us is meaningful. Each one of us has a purpose. Each one of us has something. That's where simcha comes. If I believe each one of us is meaningless, I can pretend and paper over the cracks and just sort of, but it's all going to fall apart very quickly. Because you're always a threat to me. My only way of getting meaning is to make myself really important and look really important and laharos this and laharos that and please look at me and please see. And the moment you say I'm not important, oh, can't live anymore. Real simcha comes from the recognition of the kavod and the tzivores, that Klal Yisrael, that the world is a gilui of the Ratzon Hashem. And what that means is every single one of us has a different role to play in building something together. That's Varav Samach Biliboy. And when a person sees that, when a person understands that and gets simcha, that moment the Shechina comes into the world. You know, the Mishnah Avos tells us that a Sar Shioshin, if 10 people are sitting and they're Oisik Batorah, they're learning Torah, the Shechina's there and it brings a pasuk, right? So we bring the pasuk of the pasuk that brings Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil, but then we say, but even Chamisha, even five, Ba'agudas Al Yeretz Sado, and then we say even if it's not five, it's only three, Minayin Afilu Shloisha, Kevel Elokim Hishpoit. Or Kerval Himishvot, sorry, amongst the Dionimak. Menayin afilu shnayim, oz nidbu yirash Hashem. Menayin afilu echod, right? Chol mokem asha'az keshmi avayelecha berachticha. So what's the Ma'ala of 10? Shechinah Shri on all of them. So the Mefarshim Mishnah explains, Pashut. It's not the same level of Shechinah. The level of Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil, Elokim is Nitzav, he's there. The Rambam says Nitzav is mamash fully Shaira. Whereas when it's only 5, it's Agudosa, it's called the Agud of Hashem, but it's not Hashem's Nitzav. Shloisha, Kerev Elokim Yishpoit, he makes sure the din goes correctly. Shnayim, it's written down. One, there's a brocha. There's different levels of Shekhinah. But the more you bring together, the more asarashiyoshim v'oiskin, what's going on with asarashiyoshim, it means I know I need you to have Torah, and you know you need them, and together we see the need for each other. Then we're building something greater than us, a kli that can bring the Shekhinah into the world. And that's why Sinas Tzelem has to lose the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And that's why simcha has to be the thing. Real simcha. Real simcha happens when we touch something that's greater than us. V'samechta b'chol ha'tov, and the psukim always say simcha, you always end up doing for somebody else. V'samech the levi, v'samech this one, v'samech that one. You have, simcha reaches only when you touch another person too. When you realize you're touching something greater than you that together you can build. And this is the simcha that we need to make our malik. And this is the simcha that is what's Mashra Shekhinah in Parashat Tetzaveh, that what Aaron, even before he was the Kohen of the Bechinah of Avodah, of the actual Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, Aaron was already the aspect of Kohuna of bringing the Simcha, of rejoicing in the greatness of each other. The Simcha and sensing, Oyev Shalom, V'roidev Shalom, Oyev Asabriyas and Makarvan HaTorah. The Shalom that comes from recognizing that it's only when we're all together that something greater than any one of us can happen. It's that Midah of Aaron that Achashverosh could never emulate. It's that midah of Aaron that makes the difference between the real Mishkan and anything that's fake out there. It's that midah of Aaron that is the center of Parshat Tetzaveh, which is why he's with the Menorah, the Ne'er Maravi, the Stoic. Why he's with the Ketores, the simon of the intimacy of the Shas HaShechinah. And why this must always be the Akdama to Purim. This is what we have to tap into. This is what we have to feel in order to bring about the Geula. And this is the Mishnah Nichnas Adar, Marvin, the Simcha.